That's what we're talking about today, being authentic. And I love it. This is the month of spiritual living through accountability for the Centers for Spiritual Living. And today is the Open Book Life. And it was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind." Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind. When we are congruent with ourselves, when what we feel, know, believe, and experience deep within our hearts is the same as what we express out here in the world, oh, we are happy campers. It's a life of freedom. It's a life of joy. Divine life flows constantly in and through all creation because there's only one life. We were singing about that. Remember, did you get it? There's one life. It's God's life. It's divine life, and it flows in through and as each of us, and it desires to do that easily, as steadily, without stopping. And it's stymied only when we have interior barriers that we put up, old patterns of belief, fear thoughts, concerns that we have to hide things. The more we release those false ideas about I'm not enough, or I have to not show you my weaknesses and so forth, the less this divine life is able to flow through us. So that's why it behooves us to do our work. And our work is actually in, well, in many areas, but three basic ones. Uspensky tells us, you know about Uspensky and the fourth way? That's okay, you don't need to. I'll just give you my version of it. That there are basically three paths to practice that lead to the fourth way when we're practicing all three of them. And one of them is our self-work. What we do within ourselves, our spiritual practices, our meditation, our prayer, our willingness to look at some of these patterns that need to be transformed in order to become clearer instruments for divine life to flow through. We each do our individual work. We read, we go to class, we come here, we listen, we celebrate. And the second path is about sharing it with each other. And that happens more in classes and in some of our interactions that are not always on a Sunday morning and often are right during coffee time too, where sometimes we're even explaining something to another person that we just learned yesterday. And when we're doing that, we're increasing our own understanding at the same time that others are getting on board with it. So this interaction with other people is very important. And one of the most important things about that, there's a what is it in scripture? There's a term, annoyance with brethren. Have you ever had any annoyance with brethren? It's also a wonderful way to transform that, to be working with something of a higher idea, a more beautiful ideal, where we are bringing our truth to each other and the annoyance with brethren gets dissolved. Because we're agreeing on something very, very important, even though the yitter-yatter about what we were annoyed about comes up in our human experience. But you know what I'm talking about? Anyone experience that? And so this is another part of this second path, is that we are in the process of understanding each other better, of sharing important things with each other that go far beyond the minor grievances that really don't have any place in our life experience. And then the third path is what we're doing here, and that is creating, co-creating a magnificent community that we are all supporting in so many beautiful ways. And those three need to take place concurrently. Sometimes there's a little more emphasis on one, sometimes more on the other. You know what? It's warm in here. You think? Is that all right with you? If I strip for action? Oops. Is it better? You never know know what's going to happen when you come here, do you? So we're building this, we're co-creating this amazing community, and we're supporting it in so many ways. I mean, we always acknowledge the people at the end of our celebration of what, look who made everything happen. Look who put the signs out. Look who made the coffee. Look who did the music. Look who's been doing the praying. Look who's watching the children. Who's doing all these wonderful things in support, and who's putting the money in the basket? All of us. Because we're creating this together. So all three of these paths are essential, and they all help us in our open book living. Because we're focusing on the most important things. The intelligent, creative process of this universe manifests itself in, through, and as each of us to the degree that we give it free passage. I want to keep things cleared out. You know, can you think of little fibs you told when you were kids? You wish you hadn't, and you held them in for a long time. And when you finally, in most cases, I'm hoping, you had very friendly homes. when the truth finally came out, it was like, it's okay, sweetheart, just don't do that again. It's so much easier to live the open book life and to clear out those things. It's, you know, in the 12-step programs, there's a saying that most of us are familiar with, and it is, you're only as sick as your secrets. And so those secrets have to be told. Not to the whole world, for heaven's sake, you know. We do have a modicum of, we're authentic, but we're also not stupid. And so you might tell it to a sponsor if you're in a program. You might tell it to your practitioner or your minister or to your counselor. But you got to get it off your chest. At least I find life works better that way. Because these mental blocks and these emotional conflicts often have to do with hiding what we're not proud of. There isn't anybody here who hasn't done something they're not proud of. Well, maybe you, but other than that. And so the hiding doesn't help. It can bring discomfort, even shame. And it feels wonderful to live an open book life, to live freely. You know, I don't hide things. And it's so comfortable. See, people who tell lies, they're like, what do they say? What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. You know, like I told a fib over here, but I told somebody else something else, so I can't keep track, and I'll stay up all night worrying about it. Oh, I didn't want to do that. This is, you see, what you see is what you get. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be changing, because I am. This is going to be clearing up. It's going to look just like the other one in a few weeks, I trust, or sooner. It feels wonderful to be who we are. Now, if I acknowledge what's going on within me in terms of my human personality, that helps me to stay freer. But what's more important is for us to acknowledge who we truly are. That's really being authentic and living the open book self. I am the individualized expression of the divine, and so are you. Say with me, I am the expression of the divine. I am the expression of the divine. And look at somebody and say, and so are you. And that, my dear ones, is truly, truly living authentically. So here are some of the benefits of the open book life, which I had shared in my Thursday's e-blast. Okay, some of the benefits of living an open book life. There's nothing to hide, so there's no need for lies. Does that feel good? The truth sets us free, and it keeps us free to be our genuine self. Humility, along with self-acceptance, brings a sense of comfort. When I accept myself, warts and all, bloody eyes and all, I accept myself as I am right now while I'm moving into my greater perfection. It just brings such a beautiful sense of comfort. People are loved for who they really are. I don't have to pretend to be someone or something other than I am. Emerson also tells us not to try to emulate other people, but to be ourselves, our true selves. And we're constantly becoming more of our true selves by following those three paths: the individual work, the working together with others, and the creating this beloved community, which is a light to the world. You're going to be seeing this more and more in our growth and our expansion, a light to the world. But all three of these are very, very important. Another thing about the benefit of living an open book life is anxiety is eliminated and peace is experienced. Would you like to feel less anxiety and more peace? That is another great benefit of living the open book life, of being authentic. Spirit flows freely through the open-hearted instrument of authenticity. Surveys show that on average, people who scored higher on tests for authenticity are more satisfied with their lives. They have higher self-esteem, and they're generally happier. As Mohandas Gandhi, by the way, that was his name, Mohandas Gandhi, put it so well, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. What you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Now, Gandhi became known as Mahatma, or Great Soul, but he was a reckless teenager. Did you know that? You knew that? Drinking, eating meat, not being morally upright. His transformation allowed epic transformation in India and all over the world. We all learned these wonderful tenets of nonviolent communication, of making a difference in the world by sticking to the truth. So it's the internal harmony, knowing the real self and living from it, that is true authenticity. A more modern example would be Steve Jobs. He just made his transition in October of 2011. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition." Do you follow your heart and intuition? Stick around. I'm going to encourage you to do it more. They sometimes already know the heart and the intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Following your heart, following your intuition. Intuition is the voice of God speaking in, through, and as us. This is our authentic self. This is what we're going for. So as we're clearing out, as we're transforming those negative patterns, those old thoughts and beliefs that say, "I can't do it because I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, I did something bad once, and so on, you know, no one could ever forgive me if they really knew." Let's clear out that, what do we call that stuff? Nincompoopery. Remember? So say with me, no more nincompoopery. No more nincompoopery. We've got to clear that stuff out. Nobody cares. Okay, you know, Augustine, who became a saint, he was a rowdy kid. But, you know, he thought some of the worst things he did, but they weren't, were when he was a kid, he apologized for stealing pears from his neighbor's tree. He thought that was a terrible sin. Now, would you think a kid who took pears from a tree was a sinner? We don't talk about sinners around here anyway, do we? Winners, yeah, but not sinners, because we know that sin, T-Z-I-N, from the original Hebrew, simply was a term, an archery term, that meant miss the mark. Sin, oops, I'm going to do better next time. I'm going to aim better next time. It's not a bad thing to make a mistake. It's how we learn. We learn from our experience, and then we learn more from our intuition, which is God speaking in, through, and as us. And so as we're clearing out all the human stuff and transforming it and letting it be all right and accepting that that's what we did and so what? So what are two of the most beautiful words in the English language, aren't they? Think of something you wish you hadn't done. And now say with me, so what? Because you're bigger than that. Because you're more than that. Because God's bigger than that. And God is your very life. There is none other. You're living the life of God, so let's live it more God-like. Let God be God in you. That's what Meister Eckhart said. He was a Christian mystic. Let God be God in you. That's when we're really living authentically. That's when we can stop playing small. That's when we can live the authentic life and know that the Spirit within me is mighty and that there isn't anything that can't be done because of that divine presence living in through and as me. And I choose to live out loud the authenticity of the divine life. Doesn't that sound delicious? Doesn't it sound like freedom? Isn't freedom what we want? And it is designed for us to experience that as soon as we get over that other stuff and continue walking along the path of our personal work, walking along the path of working together, working things out. Relationships are us. We learn how to up-level these relationships, to bring the highest and the best from within us to each other and to be willing to receive that loving presence from each other as well. And then to build our community with the finest and the best that we have within us, no matter what it is that we may be doing. Your own voice, your own inner voice, is your divine nature. And it's that with which we must identify, and it's that from which we must express to live the open book life. So let's live from the center of truth. Let's all live a truly open book life, because nothing at last is sacred but the integrity of our own mind. Will you say with me, I answer to a higher power.
I answer to a higher power.
I am confident in the wisdom that guides me.
I am confident in the wisdom that guides me.
I express the uniqueness of the self.
I express the uniqueness of the self.
I live in peace, confidence, and joy. I believe you, and so that is, and so my beloveds beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.